And I was afraid maybe you might get here a little early because my husband, during that flood here, it flooded out their bowling alley, and he's a big bowler, as you can see. And they were going to have to do double shifts tonight. So I carried her home. He got her to the doctor this afternoon, and he reset it, evidently, or put another cast on it. And she said it was so much more comfortable somehow or another, the one up there. He put a temporary cast, but it had drawn her hand right in here some way or another. And he told her, he said, "Well, I'm not criticizing, but," he said, "I'd do it a little differently." So she told him,
"That's real tricky."
Yes, and she said, "Well," she says, "you're the one that's going to take care of it, and I'd rather you do it like you do it." So she said it felt 100% better than it did coming home.
That's a real tricky. I say this, my left wrist will not bend back at all.
Because you broke it.
Yeah, it was set in some kind of strange way. I don't know what, but...
Well, they told her up there that it was a clean break. And when he x-rayed it here, of course, he x-rayed it again. And he told her, he said, "Ms. Ross, I'm sorry, but that is not a clean break. There is several fragments." So, of course, it takes, I guess, a little longer to heal, and I hope it won't.
Good she did come back down here.
Well, that's true, and then she's here. But as she said, she couldn't get any dresses on that she had up there with her, you know. There was nothing. She went prepared, of course, for the end, and after all that happened. And it was very ironic that several years ago, their mother, this same boy, was in the hospital in Oak Ridge with lobar pneumonia. And his mother went up there, and she was quite elderly. And while she was up there, she fell and broke her hip, from which she never recovered. So I told him, I said, "Well, these herons better stay away from Oak Ridge."
That's right. There must be some kind of jinx or something.
That's
well, that's
true.
Not a bad trip, though, from here, because...
Well, it's
for that terrible stretch from Scottsboro to
right up there. Yeah, that's right.
But I believe you go all the way to Oak Ridge on the freeway.
I think you can get almost there now. I believe that we have been up there three times now, visiting, you know, to see her, and seems to me that we went all the way. I know that last time, not the last time, but the next to the last time we went on to Chattanooga, and it was snowing. It started snowing on us. And we were scared to death, and every few minutes Claude had a little friend of mine that works at the library, and her parents live in Oak Ridge. She said so she was going with us, and she was so anxious to get home, of course, you know, and we had told them that we would be there, and it started snowing on us up, oh, just beyond Scottsboro, you know, just very lightly. And every few minutes, Claude would say, "I don't know whether we better go on or not. I don't know whether." He's a little, you know, he's one of these kind that if he don't think he's going, why, you just turn around and go back. But we kept urging him on, and the only real bad part that we had was as we went through the, is it the east part of Chattanooga? You know, getting on that side. And over there, the roads were so slick right there. Oh boy, they were icy.
Chattanooga is a very, very bad place in the snow. And of course, I've lived there practically all my life
yes.
in that general area. And,
well, we finally got through that, and it snowed on us pretty hard. And of course, it was all on the sides of the road.
Of course, you're going north.
Yeah, and the roads were cleared. And it was real funny, when we got to Oak Ridge, it had stopped, but they had about an inch and a half of snow there. But fortunately, the sun came out, and we made it there and back safely, but it was really something.
Well, it's been a long time since I went to Knoxville, but it seems like the last time I went to Knoxville.